intro.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we have a caller waiting on the line, Veronica in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Jack Spierko of the Survival Podcast posted his opinions in regard to Kim Jong-un today, and I think he's got some pretty valid points here. He says, so what does Kim Jong-un want? He wants his nation to be modernized. He wants his nation to have trade with the world. So how do you get it? You develop something you don't really need that shocks the world. Then you make a deal to give it up in return for what you actually want. In other words, the entire nuclear program was designed to get the U.S. to negotiate with them for something they could afford to give up and still keep their power. And that is why they will denuclearize. That was always the plan. He goes on later in the article to say that Kim knows Trump could lose the re-election in just a few years, and this opportunity could pass. The next guy likely wouldn't be a deal maker. He also knows he could make this deal cement his power, and likely this deal will guarantee that he will be dealing with Trump until 2024, as it will cement Trump's re-election. And I sent you the link to this article in the RBN's general mailbox. I didn't know where else to send it, but it's a gosh darn good article. And Jack's a pretty sharp guy. I think you'd like Jack Spierko a lot. He's a pretty good guy. So I thought I would share what he had to say. There.
I've actually heard that from other sources, that the only reason North Korea built the nuclear weapons was to basically be able to negotiate with the United States as equals, which is exactly what the world saw when the president of the United States sat down with Kim Jong-un. Like I said, Kim Jong-un, at least in the immediate mode, he's the winner of this. He gets a mm-hmm. big prestige boost out of this thing. But it's entirely possible that you're right, that the nuclear bombs were built to basically bring North Korea up to the same level as the United States for the purposes of negotiation. The concern I still have is that we've seen the United States go into countries, get them to surrender their weapons of deterrence in exchange for security guarantees, and then turn around and invade them. They did that in Libya. They've done it in Syria, did it in Iraq. Maybe the reason that North Korea isn't concerned about that is, as you say, they intended to denuclearize all along.
Correct. And, of course, everybody wants the prison camps gone, et cetera, et cetera. But you can't exactly let those people just go, because he would wind up being very likely very dead over that, much like Gaddafi style.
Well, hang on a second. We need to remember that a lot of what most Americans think they know about North Korea is just made up by the government and the corporate media. In fact, Fox News actually addressed those phony stories that were put out about how Kim Jong-un threw his uncle into a pit with hungry dogs to be torn to shreds, and how he machine gunned a former girlfriend with a 50 caliber machine gun. And of course, both of those were complete lies. The uncle and the former girlfriend are alive and well. Apparently, he's a minor official someplace and she's in North Korean media. And that was something that Dennis Rodman brought back. Okay, so we don't know about the prison camps. We don't know how real that is, or if that's just more of this made up, we got to get you to hate the designated enemy propaganda. Because right now, the bovine excrement is pouring out of Washington, D.C. and the corporate media so much, it's giving the Hawaii volcano a run for its money.
That was a good one. It was excellent. And you're right. I mean, if you go back and trace back all of the false flag excrement that this country has pumped and at us, and the people just gullibly scoop it up.
Well,
and,
not anymore.
Shake their fists in the air and go, USA, USA, war, USA. You know, I just shake my head, and then they go back to their football game. So that's kind of where we're at with the American people. It's embarrassing. It really is. It's embarrassing how little people know today. Tragic.
Well, that's by design. That's what the corporate right. media and the education system is intended to do. Is to make you believe that you know what's going on without letting you know what's going on, to make you believe that you have a fine education when you're not really educated all that well. And those are hallmarks of any government that's on its way down to dictatorship. They don't want people who are knowledgeable and able to think and analyze and reason things out logically. They want obedient drones is what they want.
And those are indoctrination camps. Those aren't educational systems.
Well, what's the difference?
They are none. They are nothing but indoctrination camps that teach you what they want you to be programmed with. And
yes.
then we see that with the millennial generation, which again is just a whole other story in itself. Their plan is working well, and that's too bad. And thanks to people like you, the truth does get out there, and people do become awake. And, you know, like I say, my daughter is the teacher that was the diehard leftist liberal tree-hugging anti-gun person and has made a complete turnaround there. And hooray. You know, there's hope. Mm-hmm. So she had to have her head held down in the swamp for quite a while. You wake up, though, and one of the bigger things that got her was one of her seventh grade students came to her and said, my grandma said it's about time for me to start having babies. And I'd kind of like to finish high school and maybe go to college. What should I do? I mean, they're just, you know, creating this cycle of welfare and keeping
yeah.
people dumbed down and uneducated, and we're in a sad state of affairs.
Yep. Keep them consuming, keep them working away, powering the economy, except the economy itself is breaking down. We don't have enough jobs for the people who are out here. I know the government is claiming otherwise. Oh, we don't have enough workers for the new jobs we've created. There are plenty of workers out there. Haven't been able to find
right,
work for months and years. Anyway, Veronica, anything else?
No, I just, and I wanted to comment that you're very, very right. Everybody's foaming at the mouth to get the natural resources out of North Korea. They're just clawing over the top of each other to be first in. So,
yes.
Thank you so much for everything you do, and keep up the good work.
I will just as long as I can. Thank you very much for the phone call. All right, the phone lines are empty. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And I got an interesting little email from somebody responding to the voluntary homeless. And to paraphrase it, this reader is saying that this is the start of a desensitization campaign to convince you all that when you see a homeless person, that they want to be that way and they're not deserving of any help or assistance upward. That might actually be the case because the homelessness has become such a visible problem all across the country. It is a constant reminder of a failed economy and a government just laced with corruption and mismanagement. And it's a little bit out there, but then think of some of the other really out there propaganda the U.S. government has come on out with. You know, oh, don't feel sorry for those homeless people. They want to be homeless. No, nobody wants to be homeless. We have an instinct toward shelter. All right, we were talking about Judicial Watch. They're filing lawsuits against Soros organizations and against the State Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development. And they're suing because, as usual, they refuse to respond to a Freedom of Information Act request. And the lawsuits are basically part of Judicial Watch investigating Soros meddling in Romania and Colombia. He's tinkering all over the world, and it's rather amazing to see the corporate media get all huffy about, oh, Russia's meddling with our internal affairs, and then all of a sudden you realize that not only the U.S. government, but George Soros is constantly, always meddling in countries' internal affairs here. There was this candidate down in Mexico, politician, Fernando Pirón, and he just finished a debate, and he's running on a platform of cracking down on crime. And he was outside, and he was approached by a woman who had a selfie stick who asked him to take a photo with her. And he posed with her, and this guy runs up behind, shoots him in the head, kills him. Now, I put the actual security video up at whatreallyhappened.com, and I didn't do it for the shock value. But if you look at the woman with the selfie stick, she just calmly, deliberately walks away as soon as the gun has been fired. Obviously part of the hit team. So be very careful of strange women coming up to you with selfie sticks. Okay, over in Maryland, teachers are becoming very, very concerned because the MS-13 gang has infiltrated a predominantly Hispanic school in Maryland, bringing terror and the campaign to recruit young students, not to mention the drug trade. And teachers are saying it's a ticking time bomb. Yes, it was. And it started ticking when those borders were opened and MS-13 was allowed to pour into this country without any control. There was another video we put up at whatreallyhappened.com, and it's basically about a former liberal, young man, former liberal, and why he decided he had to be conservative. And I understand what he's going through. You reach a point where you just can't deal with the outcome of all these liberal policies, like open borders. Because you begin to understand that although liberals can make their ideas sound really wonderful at the outset, they hardly ever work out. In part because liberals don't like to think all the way through, and they reject anything that says this idea is not going to work. But more importantly, because liberalism itself is based on an intellectual fraud. The idea that you can change what's inside a person's head by changing the environment. By putting up new restroom signs or making them dress in funny clothes. It doesn't really work that way. But that's the entire foundation of the liberal political philosophy of tinkering with every single aspect of your life. So the school teachers, getting on back to this school, this is William Wirt Middle School in Riverdale, and apparently it's become a battleground after the gang established its presence at the school. So there's fighting, drug dealing, graffiti, and there's two or three fights a day. And estimates are there are already a dozen members of MS-13 inside that school. And that is a major, major problem. Okay. We're finally starting to see some traction on this issue of the abuse of children. And there's this Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. And the Justice Department announced early today that more than 2,300 suspected online child sex offenders have been arrested over the last 3 months. It was a national operation, and the task force identified 195 offenders who either produced child pornography or committed child sexual abuse, as well as 383 children who suffered recent ongoing or historical abuse or who were used in the production of the child pornography. And so this is an operation located in all 50 states, and comprising more than 4,500 federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies. And good. This is just so out of control. And I'm glad that they're doing it. And as I said, when I was younger, I was a wild child. I was nobody's idea of a, you know, a look up to for morality. But there was that line. When it came to children, I have some very deep, primitive, primal, paternal instincts. And I really have no sympathy at all for people who engage in this kind of treatment of children. I really, really don't. Well, there's been a little bit of a happy ending for Johnny Edward Tallbear of Oklahoma City. He spent the last 26 years behind bars on a first-degree murder conviction. And he's been released after a new test of the DNA evidence led to the dismissal of the case against him. Tallbear is now 61. Unfortunately, he's lost his best years. And he had his shackles removed from his wrists and ankles in court, and he just was allowed to walk out the building on his own. He said the first thing he was going to do is get a decent meal, which tells you what the meals are like inside prison. And Tallbear was saying that he's been saying for more than two decades that he had nothing to do with this horrible crime. And fortunately, the DNA evidence produced it. Now, Oklahoma County District Attorney David Prater confirmed the case was dismissed based on the DNA evidence that wasn't available at the time of the trial, which went against all the other evidence that led to Tallbear's conviction in 1992. Now, this is the result of this the Innocence Project, which works to identify wrongfully convicted and imprisoned prisoners and works to get them a new trial and new test, because it is a sad reality that a lot of innocent people are put in prison by ambitious prosecutors or crooked judges. And I remember that case a few years ago where this judge was sending these juveniles to this prison factory because he was getting a kickback on that. So the Innocence Project is doing really, really good work, and I'm glad they got this guy out. I hope there's going to be some kind of financial compensation for his lost years, because he's 61. It's not like he's going to be able to find a job. He needs something to live on here. Okay, we're going to take a phone call here. Mike in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just thought I'd say something about the economy. And
yes?
You know, I can't believe how I keep hearing it from Trump, to a certain extent, the mainstream media, how we got more jobs, you know, than people asked for. You know, I mean, we got 95 million people that are unemployed, maybe permanently unemployed, and yes. You know, I know it sounds like Ambassador Trump, and he's tried to do a little bit to help out the economy, but does he think that we're so stupid that we don't realize that, you know, you have you know, 95 or maybe 100 million people that are, you know, unemployed, and he's using mainstream media statistics, you know, to create this so-called economic miracle, and it's just farcical, yeah. You know?
Well, basically, Donald Trump did not create this situation. He inherited it. The reason our economy is in a mess goes back decades. It goes back with the decline of our manufacturing, the emerging globalism, and the lessening of self-sufficiency. And we're in a situation right now where if most Americans really understood how bad things are, and how fragile the economy is, and how close to a total collapse we are at, they would probably riot in the streets. So the goal of the government and their lackeys in corporate media is we're going to keep, you know, telling everybody it's all okay. Soviet Union did exactly the same thing. Pravda and Izvestia were out there saying that everything was just fine right up to the point where the Soviet Union collapsed. Anyway, Mike, we got to take a break for commercials, and thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Speaking about liberal snowflake political correctness and everything, Netflix is getting ready to launch an LGBT cartoon about drag queen superheroes who save the world from evil. I would have loved to have found out what was going on in the pitch meeting for that one. But Netflix is going ahead with this. It really is rather silly. All right, let's talk about our volcano because it's still volcanoing. More ash eruptions from the Kilauea crater this morning and more moderate earthquakes. And the volcano has kind of settled down, if you will, in that there seems to be just one main lava flow. The other fissures have sort of stopped. But there's this main flow coming out of fissure number 8 that is now following a pretty much set path down to the ocean and plopping on in. And I was watching the press conference from the State Emergency Management Agency and FEMA, in which they're saying they're finally feeling like things are, if not getting better, they're not getting worse. And of course, that could change. But at least for the moment, they're actually starting to let some of the residents go back to their homes, the ones who still have homes. Obviously, 600 families have lost their homes. And even if you've got insurance, building on that lava will not be possible for a very, very long time. In fact, it's basically a write-off. And I know that because, again, as I mentioned before, Claire and I, when we toured the Big Island, we visited Kanapali, which was the site of the last major eruption. And that had been like years ago, and the ground was still very, very hot here. Hawaiian Airlines is now going to cut daily flights to the Big Island in July over the expectation that the continuing volcanic activity is going to discourage travelers from going down there. I think it might be premature. And I think there's probably people who are want to be volcano tourists. And while you cannot go up to where the volcano is doing its stuff, there are air charters and ocean charters run by licensed, experienced operators where you can get on out there and see the lava running across the countryside or plopping into the ocean. You got to be careful about things like Pele's hair. That gets in your eyes. That's bad news. Pele's hair is the local name for these very thin strands of glass that result from the lava pulling apart in midair from one chunk to two, and it leaves this thin stream of glass. And it looks like a piece of hair, and hence the name Pele's hair. Okay. In the course of the volcanic activity, the largest freshwater lake on the Big Island was evaporated in just 2 hours after lava poured in. And this was Green Lake. It's now completely, totally gone. And it was 200 feet deep at some places. But once the lava started entering the lake, it took only 90 minutes to boil away all the water. That's how hot the lava is. So you don't want to mess around with it. Now, speaking of lava, we were talking yesterday about Yellowstone and the supervolcano and the concern being raised over the sudden speeding up of eruptions from Steamboat Geyser, which is notoriously slow, can go for years without an eruption. And it's had eight over the past couple of months. They just had their ninth. So people are definitely very, very concerned about that. All right, so now it's time to talk about human-caused global warming. And I know it's a little early in the show, but we'll get through here. If you are in Missoula, the National Weather Service has issued a frost advisory. They issued it this morning from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. And locations include Libby, Bull Lake, Eureka, Whitefish, Flathead Valley, and so forth and so on. So gosh darn that human-caused global warming. This is June 12th. There's snow in the Pacific Northwest. There's new snow in Montana. There's now frost warnings in Montana. And this is going to be a real problem for the already overstrained agricultural industry. The growing seasons are getting shorter. The snows arrive earlier. The spring thaw arrives later. All that screaming back there in 2000 about, oh, the world is roasting, it's warming, it's all your fault. Well, it's just more lies. It's a scam. It's just a scam to get your money, get your obedience. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be right back with more news after these few words. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting into the world of computers, there's a lot going on, not just computers, but social media. It turns out that Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Twitter are all working with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is an ultra-left-wing organization. They're constantly attacking conservatism. Conservative organizations. They've basically demonized my website. And so all of these social media are allowing this clearly biased organization to help direct what is good news and what is bad news. And apparently the social media is now hiring specialists to ferret out sites for censorship. Now, a big part of the problem that we have been dealing with here in the independent media, there are websites that have been set up where all they do is put out nonsense stories to try and make us look bad, silly, to trip us up, to wreck our credibility, to try and bolster the corporate media. And something tells me that these deliberate fake news sites are not what they're talking about when they're calling out to censor certain sites. They want to get rid of the truth movement. They want to get rid of the 9/11 truthers. They want to get rid of the anti-vaxxers. They want to get rid of critics of Israel. They want to get rid of anybody who doubts the health and safety of GMO foods. It's all about protecting politics, protecting money, protecting privilege, protecting the existing order. And we're seeing a virtual civil war start to come on out on the internet between the truth and the propaganda. And we can't lose that one, folks. We really, really can't. Now, yesterday we were talking about how Amazon was being chastised because some of their little desktop speaker units were being made at this Chinese factory with like 100-hour work weeks, almost no pay, and really horrible, horrible conditions. Well, Amazon does not own that factory. They merely contract with it. It's owned by a company called Foxconn. And because of the high visibility of what we reported on, and it went around the world, Foxconn is saying that they will investigate the factory that makes these Amazon devices, which doesn't necessarily mean that things will really change, but they're going to go through the motions. Over in Germany, Amazon is being criticized for destroying returned and good-as-new products in Germany instead of responsibly repurposing much-needed resources. And Amazon is being criticized because thousands of items in Germany returned or that never sold, including things like mattresses, tablets, cell phones, refrigerators, washing machines, dishwashers, and furnitures, are simply being thrown away by Amazon, according to German current affairs program Frontal 21, cited by the Berlin weekly Wirtschaftswoche. And according to this TV report, Amazon employees described destroying tens of thousands of euros worth of retail items every day, while other workers noted that not only unsaleable products, but many in as new or brand new condition were disposed of with little effort to reuse. And Amazon is being accused of spectacular corporate irresponsibility. And I would agree with that. That if these items aren't being sold, find somebody who can use them or at least recycle them. And you know what really bothers me are all these so-called environmentalists running around screaming about the dolphins in your plastic bags. They never look at this. They never look at how destructive of the environment is to dig up natural resources, usually from a freshly invaded country, pour them into a mold to make this year's must-have little fashion accessory. It gets worn or used for 6 months to a year to 2 years. Then it gets thrown in a landfill and the process starts all over again. Talk about waste and damage to the environment. And it kind of makes you, I mean, is Amazon really raking in so much money that they can just throw away all this merchandise? Or is the actual raw cost of the merchandise just not that high to begin with? Let's take a phone call. Kathleen in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Do you mind if I change the topic just for a moment?
Go ahead.
Dr. Jennifer Daniels, you may know, is a talk show host on RBN. And
yes.
Her show is on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And she right now has been put on the she's in Panama, and she's been put on the terrorist watch list because she's always exposes Big Pharma. And Eric the Freedom Screamer, who's also on RBN, he's on Laurie Anderson's show every evening at 9 p.m. And he said it would be better to write a letter to the Archbishop of Panama to get as many people as possible letting themselves be known to protect her from just being disappeared. So would it be possible for me to give that information, how somebody could write to the actual address?
Yeah, go ahead and speak slowly while people get their pencils and papers out here, okay?
Oh, thank you. Okay, the Archbishop of Panama, And then Roman Catholic Archdiocese. And then a separate line, capital C-A-L-L-E, space, the numeral 1, space, small R-A, a separate word, capital S-U-R, separate word, capital C-A-R-R-A-S-Q-U-I-L-L-A, separate line, capital Y, separate space, capital V-I-A, and the last line is capital E-S-P-A-N-A, comma, capital A-V, space, the numeral 1, space, and then capital S-U-R, comma, Panama.
Okay, would you email that to me along with any other material about what's going on and with Dr. Daniels, and I'll post it at whatreallyhappened.com, and I presume it'll also be posted at RBN.
Okay, I have a corded speakerphone, no internet, no TV, and I don't go out. So if it's okay, I could give you also the phone number and the email address.
Of who?
Of the Archbishop of Panama.
Well, I don't think we need to harass him quite that much here, but would this information be available on Dr. Daniel's own webpage?
I haven't. I just called. I'm in Texas, and I just called to get this information. And happily, the local library are so nice, and they looked it up for me.
All right. Well, I'll try and track it down from this end and get it up there because, we're seeing this concerted attack on anything that is a threat to the medical industrial complex. And it's not just you. Social media is like starting to literally block websites like Natural News. And it's getting pretty intense out there.
Well, she's difficulty when her husband died. They didn't want to give her the money from the account, $35,000, and happily a judge said that she should have it, and the bank said, oh, we can't find it, but then the judge thought his power was being threatened, and this is so they immediately found it, but she still can't access her money from the United States, and she went to Harvard and she went to Wharton School of Business, and she had a practice in New York, and she's just fantastic, and her email address or her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And she's also known as the Turpentine Doctor.
Oh, and, yes, I remember that now.
And she's, but she backs up everything she says. She says, just go look at the government's own website. And it's, she's just tremendous and very brave to tell the truth. And so now she's been put on the active terrorist watch list, so she can't get access her money, and that's as much as I know. But she is hopeful, and this Eric, the Freedom Screamer, on 9 o'clock on Laurie Anderson's show, he said he believed that writing letters, flooding the office with letters to the Archbishop, because the Archbishop has a lot of power in Panama.
Okay.
So that's why. Do you want me to repeat that address?
No. So you don't have a computer, you don't have a cell phone, there's no way you can send it to me electronically. Okay.
No, but maybe somebody does. Because I'm going to call a John show after yours and give him the same information. But
okay.
You want me to repeat it again?
All right. Well, I'm looking at her website right. I'm looking at her website right now. I'm not seeing anything about what she's having to deal with right now, but
yes,
well, yeah, this sounds to me like it could
tell
be.
You. John
yeah,
had
okay.
her on his show last week, and she explained the whole thing, and so you could access his archive on that show. I'm sure Mike can tell you what day it was. But would you like me to repeat it one more time?
No, but you're going to repeat it on John Stadmiller's show anyway, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think everybody got it once. And thank you for the phone call, and thank you for the update. And I'm going to try and see if I can find some more information about what's going on down there. But we're seeing all of homeopathy or natural medicine, or call it do-it-yourself medicine, it's under attack. And the reason for that is simply that the medical industrial complex, they want your money. The other night I was watching TV and I saw all these commercials for all these pharmaceutical products, and they were saying this will help lower your TP-L5QW factor. And it's like, I don't even know that I have that and why it needs to be lowered, but they're just making this stuff up to push product and push product and push product. Medical costs have now become a really significant part of the average American's budget. I think it's in like second place or third place, depending upon how healthy you are. Anyway, Kathleen, thank you very much for the phone call.
Can I just tell you one more thing?
Okay.
If you can look up the Merck, the pharmaceutical company in the late 1800s, and their own pamphlet tells all of the cures for everything were it taking turpentine internally, but there was no money to be made, so it was forbidden to have they got a law passed that you couldn't use turpentine anymore medicinally, and Vicks VapoRub fought it because their product of Vicks VapoRub was internationally known. And so they still have it. And if you look at the second ingredient of Vicks VapoRub, it's pure gum turpentine.
Yep.
So, but anyway, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to
let
you go.
Claire in my prayers.
Well, she appreciates that. She really does. She's getting better. It's just taking a very, very, very long time. All right.
She
so thank you for the phone.
Talk to Dr. Daniels.
What Claire is dealing with is not going to be fixed with Dr. Daniels capsules. I'm sorry. It's a purely mechanical issue now. So again, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. Okay. Now we were talking about computers. Microsoft has come up with something that at least looks like it's going to be pretty cool. They have built a submarine-like data center, and they've deployed it off the coast of Orkney in Scotland. It houses hundreds of servers under the sea with the aim of boosting internet speed and improving environmental sustainability. Now, apparently this hull is absolutely watertight. It is unattended by humans, and the real advantage to this, along with not having to take up space on the dry land, is you don't have to pay for expensive cooling, because all the cooling is done by the ocean water coming by the outside of the hull. It's a 40-foot-long vessel, contains 12 racks of computers and 864 servers, and it's expected to last for 5 years. So that's actually a pretty cool little idea there. Well, the United States has finally managed to regain the title of world's fastest supercomputer, and they've done it with a 340-ton machine called Summit, which is a massively parallel machine. For the last 5 years, China has held that title. And it's not like it's really that big a deal, but nations take pride, at least the geeks do, take pride in having the most powerful supercomputers. This one, however, is not expected to retain the title for all that long, because there are already other machines nearing completion that are expected to outperform it. And let's see, it crunches numbers at the rate of 200 petaflops or 200 quadrillion computations per center. That's a lot of calculations. Boy, what a wonderful rendering engine that would make. Except if it's massively parallel, then the granularity of the task in the computer may not match up all that well. I learned that one the hard way when I tried to put a rendering engine on a connection machine. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and we're talking about computers and computer technology. And over in Great Britain, there's been a survey of more than 1,100 Windows 10 users. And the results is that Microsoft has not managed to improve either Windows 10's usability or its reputation since they debuted it. And again, I've tried Windows 10. I wanted to give it a fair shot. And unfortunately, it really is borders on the unusable. You have to do so much adjustment, deletion of things like those little live tiles that just get in the way and they suck up resources. They had a good thing with XP. They should have just stayed with that. One of the things I like about Apple, every once in a while there may be an update to the operating system, but it's usually backward compatible. In the case of Windows, they break your previous software. And that can get to be very, very costly in this economy. Not only having to buy a new machine, new operating system, but buy new versions of all your software. And these days, you can't buy them anymore. You subscribe. The flow of money is endless. It really is not the wonderful computerized future we all dreamed of back when these computers were first coming out in the 70s. It's become very greedy out there in Silicon Valley. Okay, the Russian military is getting ready to create a giant cloud system that will serve as their backup internet in the event of a war. The Russian military want to have their own version of the internet, just like the United States does. Now, the internet as we know it today was originally created as a government military-only communication system. It was called the ARPANET. And then it broke out into the public, and everybody hopped on, and it became this amazing phenomenon for social change. But the military started building their own parallel, secured internet. And now Russia's doing exactly the same here. Apparently, Adobe Flash is getting yet another patch for a zero-day exploit. I don't know why people are still using Flash. It is such a known security nightmare. And don't get me wrong. I thought the Flash itself was really cool. In fact, when I was working on Lost, a lot of the TV and video displays were done with Flash animation. And you just play them, and you could actually key them to the keyboard. So the actor would touch a key and something would happen on the screen. There was this very famous chess game that was used to unlock a secret laboratory. That was all done as Flash animation. So that part of it was really fun, but it is a security hassle. All right, we got to take another break for station identification. We'll be right back after these few words.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.